We had our Supreme Court hearing last week, and you know, like everyone else, we're waiting to see what the opinion is. You know, a lot of people don't appreciate it, but the lawsuit and the hearing itself, you know, it wasn't really about biotechnology or particular genes. It was really a legal question on whether did the California court get it right when they created the injunction, you know, that resulted in Roundup Ready alfalfa not being planted, or should have there been other legal remedies, or should they have, you know, turned the case back to the USDA to make changes? So it's really a legal question, but the effect of it would be if the Supreme Court rules that the court overreached, then, you know, it would enable, you know, eventually, you know, at a much more faster timing, you know, the planting of Roundup Ready alfalfa again. It would remove the injunction, which is terrific. I mean, you know, Roundup Ready alfalfa technology, you know, of all the Roundup Ready crops I've helped participate in the development, you know, the benefit in alfalfa is incredible in terms of getting that crop established and maintaining the quality of the hay. So I think it would be terrific for farmers to have that tool. And I think it would also then help clarify both the legal and the regulatory process relative to, you know, USDA approvals in the future.
Implications if that were to go against the biotech business?
Well, I think the biggest implication would be that it would probably increase, unfortunately, both the cost and the duration of the regulatory process, because it would then, you know, it'd require more and more studies to be done under a variety of environmental testing requirements that would add, you know, tens of millions of dollars and several years to the process. And, you know, I think given the tremendous track record that biotech crops have had over the last decade in terms of, you know, literally improving crop yields, reducing risk for the farmer, reducing, you know, pesticide use and application, you know, I would consider it a step in the wrong direction if we now, you know, raise the cost and the duration of the process for a technology that has, you know, proven itself in terms of benefits to farmers, you know, not only in this country, but now, you know, biotech crops are being planted in 25 countries around the world.